This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 498 for Friday, July 30th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker on Friday, posting large losses as speculators liquidated long positions ahead of the weekend. Canola down $7 to $36, November down $36.20 at $842.20 per ton. Relatively thin volumes in the canola market were allowing small amounts of selling pressure to trigger larger panic long liquidation. A move below chart support in the November contract was bearish from a technical standpoint, contributing to the declines. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil and recent strength in the Canadian dollar also weighed on prices. However, persistent drought concerns across the prairies remained supportive, with the nearby forecast calling for continued heat and dryness. Positioning ahead of the August long weekend likely accounted for some of the activity. The canola market will be closed Monday while markets in the U.S. trade their usual hours. In the U.S. today, corn, wheat, and soybeans are all lower, with month-end profit-taking a feature. Soybeans down 28 cents in the November contract at $13.49 per bushel. After moving higher for most of the past week, soybeans were due for a correction, with participants booking profits on the last trading day of the month. Forecasts calling for rain in parts of the Midwest were also bearish, although the general outlook remains hot and dry in most areas. Corn also down with month-end positioning, the September contract 11 cents lower at $5.47 per bushel. The shifting Midwestern weather kept some caution in the market, although recent frosts in Brazil were a bit supportive. Wheat, it's down ahead of the weekend as well. Minneapolis posting the largest losses today, down 12 cents in the September contract at $9.06 per bushel. Kansas City down a penny in September at $6.73 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 1.5 cents in September at 703¾. The narrowing of the spring wheat, winter wheat spreads accounted for some of the activity. Seasonal harvest pressure contributed to the losses somewhat as the U.S. winter wheat harvest nears completion. But a crop tour of the Northern Plains this week showing spring wheat yields well below average remained supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, July 30th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.